It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're gonna have a great day. Here's what we're gonna do today. A little bit different. Normally, I'd go into the Facebook group and we do a question the first 20-ish minutes, and then we do whatever's on my mind in the second 20-ish minutes. Today, I want to go back to finish the conversation we had yesterday. Yesterday, on the main part of the call, we talked about this idea of ramping up your leads or your listing inventory going into the new year. We shared Diana Kokoska's old school classic listings needed calculator. We talked about it, and we just talked about the importance of ramping up your listings. We got to some great ideas, but there were about 9 or 10 hands I didn't get to. So we're going to do that this morning. And then at the top of the hour, I want your rookie advice. I want your advice for a new agent or an agent who is trying to build this puppy. And the reason is you know about the Rookie Real Estate Agent book that came out that Jay wrote, Jay Papasan wrote. He's our Wednesday webinar today talking about this. And as he and I were chatting about the book, my takeaway as I went through it was it's more than a rookie book. This is a book for really anybody. And so I want your rookie advice. And then if you're into the Wednesday webinar thing, you can hear Jay and I talk about it today at 2 o'clock. So we'll do that at the top of the hour, your advice for rookies at the top of the hour. But right now, can we wrap up the detail of the conversation we had yesterday about ramping up your listing inventory? We heard a ton of ideas, and I just couldn't get to everybody, and I was trying to squeeze them all in. That if you're going to be really purposeful in the next couple of weeks to really get that listing inventory up so that you're going in with the right number you need on January 1 to set yourself up to win, what are your strategies right now? Aaron, you had your hand up, and I skipped over you yesterday, so I'll come to you first. Go ahead, Aaron Nelson.
So good morning. One of the things that I am going to be doing is, you guys, I've mentioned multiple times, like I'm in a small town that's gotten, it's been really hard to plug into. So I decided to change things up with my fun mailers. And this month, since it was National Dessert Day, we connected with a local bakery that's actually going to be like 2 doors down from the new office we're building. And we offered a free cookie from her bakery as part of our fun mailer. And she had like 7 people turned in the very first day and messaged me and was all excited about it. And she was talking to people about me. And I haven't even met this lady. We just talked through Facebook. So that was kind of like an aha. And then going to the summit last week, the Carolinas Regional Summit, Jason Abrams was talking and he was like mentioning mailers. And he said, I don't care that it's time to clean my gutters. All you did was mail me a postcard to give me more work. Why don't you mail me a postcard that here's $50 off a free gutter or here's a free gutter cleaning or something along those lines? And so that was an aha where it's like, hey, a client I just closed last month owns an HVAC company. Why don't I send out postcards for $50 off an HVAC tune-up, and then my VIPs can actually get a free tune-up. So we're gonna plug into community blessing baskets. I'm going to start doing mailers for that. I want to start Melissa's light fight, like just plugging into the community and really trying to get my name out to the community and with like the locals, the local companies, and just being more of providing service with my fun mailers.
Erin Nelson is the queen of learn the play, run the play. This is what you are so, you pay so much attention to what we offer in here, the free stuff and the paid stuff. You're part of Inspire, but you're also on this. The light fight thing was a free call we did that anybody could watch. You're at the Carolinas Regional Summit. You listen to Jason. I think that a lot of the stuff, a lot of touches agents do are lazy. And that's one of them. Like, here's your fall cleaning tips. That's a lazy touch. But doing a, which is better than nothing. So if you're sending that, that's fine. It's better than nothing. But his thought of why don't you partner with your gutter person and send a coupon, much smarter. Like just you take, Aaron, you take these little, you make minor adjustments that have a big impact. And you've relaunched your business in your new town. How have making these little touch, these little adjustments impacted you?
So I have spoke numerous times about how I was a buyer-based business and I pay for realtor.com leads. And then this year, my because I've focused more on the database and the fun mailers, I have had a lot more repeat and referral business. And I will say right now in my pipeline, I have four listings, 2 listing agreements signed this week, and 3 more in the pipeline for the end of the month and next month. And that's more listings than I took all year long last year.
Come on, come on, do what Aaron says. Aaron, thank you. Proud of you. Kathleen Garden, we're finishing our conversation from yesterday of ramping up that listing inventory, right? We can take 15 to 25 a month. Not all of you need to do that, but that's your capacity. The ramping it up as we go into the new year to have that right number. What's your thought, Kathleen?
Yeah, thank you, James. You know, since I've rebranded this year, it's really important, and I'm honing into this before I come to Advance, to know my numbers strategically, hone into like right down to what do I have to do every day and time block. And it's conversions. And in Michigan, in the Metro Detroit area, the days the market in certain areas and neighborhoods is increasing. I was very fortunate to sell a house in 5 days that I listed in a certain subdivision last week. However, that's not the norm. And that was my aha say, I've got to really ramp it up because now I'm going to have to double my numbers to have enough inventory. And I'm glad that you mentioned that from the MREA and you know, just knowing the numbers and Diane Kokoska's formula because the shift is happening, whatever state you're in. And that made me realize I've got to amp it up. So what I'm doing, and I'm implementing in this in my calendar right now, if I don't have an appointment by Thursday for the week for a listing appointment, then I have to go door knocking on Friday until I get an appointment. I have to have at least one appointment for listing a week so that I can, like by knowing my numbers, how I convert. And then since 70% of my business is referral based and agent based. I've got to ramp it up. So I'm honing into my numbers, like, so I know exactly what I have to do to fill my pipeline for 2026.
That is what I would call a Thursday protocol. That's what Kathleen has created. We've called a 15 protocol, 5 p.m. protocol, 3 p.m. protocol. I don't care what you call it. But this is one of those things that if you get to a certain day or a certain time of the day or a certain time of the month, wherever, however you're going to track it, and you're not at goal, then what are the predetermined action steps you're going to take to make sure you get on track for it? Dimitri Lentz, if this, then that, which we talked about a lot in our Pipeline Power Week for our Inspire members. What's your if this then that? That it's in relationship with your tracker and your results. And folks, if that's your mindset, I want us to stop the wake up, wonder, and wander mentality that many of us have. Wake up, wonder what we're gonna do today, and wander around until we find something to do. And instead, get into your routine that has a point. It needs to have a purpose, or it's pointless. So your routine that's got this purpose behind it, man, does the world of opportunity open up for you.
And
It
you know,
really.
James, it's we've got to do what other realtors aren't willing to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, most of them aren't willing to get on here. There are 1.5 million realtors. There are 728 on this Zoom. Like, this is the most elite 728 realtors on the planet. True story. Jack, go ahead.
Well, let me just say this, James. You know, when you came out with this pipeline challenge again, I thought, oh my goodness gracious, how are we going to pull this off? But I am a little embarrassed to say we have not attacked our database. As we should. And after Jessica yesterday, I'm like, okay, or yesterday or the day before, I'm like, okay, we got to do this. But let me just say this. I have doubled down, I want to say tripled down, maybe quadrupled down on making phone calls. I've even gone after people with crack. We got a call back from a woman yesterday that we couldn't do, we wouldn't, she's finally asking us to do the investors. But the first time I've in my career, my 9 year career so far, you know, in our office, we have home run. Does everybody have home run where you get three closings in one day? Well, I had three listings in one day, three listing calls, and we went two of them yesterday. So for me, just to me, the energy of what we're doing and how you're pushing us to go even further than we already are, pushing us as hard as we can go, I think is the most important thing. And when you get on this call every single morning, James, like I do, I write down my day, what I'm going to do. I already have my day written down, what I'm going to do, but I write down things, ideas that I got of this. I called Tim Johnson yesterday afternoon. Jim, help me. So now what we're going to do is go after our orphan leads. So whatever you're doing is working for us. I can tell you that. So as you said, this 1.5 million realtors and 780 I'm here. God bless them all.
You're doing the work, Jack, which is the point. Kristen Jungles, boy, I know you got something to say on this.
Good morning, James. Yes, we Trevor and I looked at the in the third quarter at our business year to date, and we looked at where that business came from as you talked told us to. And when I looked at where the business came from, it is glaring that the majority of our business comes from our sphere and sphere referrals. And so, but what we recognize is where the gap was in the quarter prior. We had a really busy quarter, and in the quarter prior, things got pushed. And the things that ended up getting pushed not lead generation, but the things that got pushed were our events. And so I said, we need to double down on our events to create some momentum going into the new year. And so our quarter four playbook is intense. And we had a chili party in October. We're doing a pizza making for our VIPs in November. We have a breakfast with Santa in December. Our grateful cards are all going out to our elite in November. We also have blessing baskets. Last year, we did 250 plus blessing baskets. We have blessing baskets in December. And then one of the things we added was in our book club, Divya had mentioned to us the importance of her top 25. And she talked about it. I mean, it was so much clarity around who those top people are and staying in relationship with those top people. And the reality is we can't stay in relationship with hundreds and hundreds of people. We can touch them, but yes, to go deep in those relationships, Divya works off of 25. We created our list of our top 50. And yeah, in these 50 people, there has to be a conversation every month with them. And the challenge in this quarter is, can I be face-to-face, belly-to-belly with these people for coffee, a cocktail, dinner, lunch, whatever it is, with these people so that we are front of mind? It's not so much that she expects those people to do business with her. She expects that when they're in a room full of people, her name gets mentioned. And those relationships for her are solid. And so we looked at running this playbook, and I will tell you, it's everything that we're doing is fun, but everything that we're doing now is creating momentum so that we go into January knowing that, you know, we are a listing specialist in our town, right? I mean, that's the focus. And then being very clear through, you know, reading Wealthy and Well-Known, if you haven't read it, pick it up. Reading that book about having clarity about your avatar and who you want to be doing business with and who you want to attract. Our marketing person didn't miss a beat on that. All of our content now is geared towards the people that we want to do business with. Does it mean that we'll do first-time homebuyers? Absolutely. But our marketing and our strategy is all about looking to the people that if you look back in your data bank, who have you done business with that you absolutely loved working with, and duplicate those people. So there's momentum. I have pictures on Friday for it'll be our eighth person that we're doing, you know, pre-winter photos with, and it's working.
There's a lot there real quick. First of all, there's about 17 books I need to be reading right now. Does anybody else feel that way? Like that one is on the list. I've had it since Family Reunion and I have not read it yet. But the problem is I've been reading this other book, the new Ben Hardy book. And then I got an advanced copy of Brad Stolberg's new book. And then I get them confused because I'm reading them over each other. It's just a hot mess. Kristen, I love what you're saying. What you also just said, though, was what we talked about last week in Pipeline Power Week. So I just want to ask some questions. She said, first of all, identify your top sources of business. Did you all do that exercise from last Monday? Put it in the chat, yes or no. I want answers. I want to know, did you do the exercise? Put it in the chat, yes or no. Did you go back and look and figure out what are your top sources of business and then prioritize them in order from top to bottom? And then did you look at the top four or five and do the exercise Inspire members that ask you to figure out which ones do you like? If you're not doing that exercise, I guess it's fine. You can do whatever you want. It's your business. But the purpose of that exercise is to make the lead generation process simpler and more effective. It makes it simpler and more effective because you've picked the strategies that work. You've coupled it with what it is that you like to do. So you're more likely to do it long term. And now you're filling the pipeline by doing strategies that are effective and you enjoy. And the pipeline gets filled. That's the first thing Kristen said. Second thing Kristen said was identify your raving fans. That was Tuesday's Pipeline Power Week call. Are you identifying the raving fans? Because you cannot have a deep relationship with all 300, 200, 1,000. I don't know how many people you have in your database. You can't have a deep relationship with all of them. I don't know that you can even honestly have a deep relationship with 50 or even 25. I don't know what the number is, but you definitely, there is a segmented group, whether it's 15 or 25 or 50, that you must have a tighter relationship with because of the reasons that we gave you. They trust you, and then people trust them. Those are the main things. These are people who trust you and believe you're it, and then the people they're connected to trust them so that when they give advice, they believe it. What are you doing to solidify that relationship with that group? That was Tuesday. She's laying it out for you. Did you do that? Did you go identify your raving fans? Put it in the chat, yes or no. I want to know. Did you identify your raving fans? Now, I don't have judgment if you did or didn't, but if you didn't, good news, you can still do it. And if you missed the call, go back to wherever you find your podcasts and listen to Monday and Tuesday's call from last week, Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's all right that you missed it. No worries. Go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to it so that you can figure out these right systems and get into a flow. It's good stuff. Those of you just joining us, we're wrapping up our conversation from yesterday, which was really all about how to make sure we're ramping up our listing inventory, ramping it up, ramping it up, ramping it up as we head into the new year. Nick Montgomery, you're next. Good morning.
One of the things we're doing is we are sharing our numbers. Our numbers are better than our markets. So our days on market are better, our average listed sales price. So we're putting that on our postcards and we're putting that out on social media and sharing it in local group pages. We're sharing it in like the Lake Sinclair post stall. We're sharing it in like the Lake Sinclair marketplace. And we're sharing it in front of large audiences of people because we're in a secondary home market, so a lot of people aren't putting their home up for sale, but there's still a lot of people who have to put their home up for sale. And then we're ramping up our vendor program. So one of the things my coach has really stressed on me is having a vendor program. And I didn't like how she wanted me to go ask for money. So one of the things I've been doing is instead of asking for money is saying what I want from you in return for me sending you all of the people who I'm going to buy or who need a home warranty is I'm going to ask for one referral and you sponsor two of my events a year. That's it. You send me one referral a year and sponsor two of my events.
That's great. That was, by the way, what he talked about in the top was what we did on day three, which was leveraging social media to help you. It goes back to a conversation we had 2 weeks ago, which is becoming the local market authority. Nick, I love that you're running the plays, man. Good for you. Way to use your vendors too. Orly, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So I really got a charge out of Jessica's class yesterday. And even while we were on the call, I was so charged up, I started calling my VIPs and calling people that were, I call them past clients, but they're not. They're people that I did CMAs for that were supposed to list this year, but for whatever reason, the people that are getting ready to get ready, they
Yep.
have to fix their house up. So I was calling them and I wanted to talk a little bit about mindset and energy while you're making those calls. And I'm talking to them about, okay, so you're not ready yet, but you're getting the contractor in. So what are the plans for 2026? And now I'm revving up for 2026. But while you're doing that and the energy that you're putting out there, I got off the calls and I get a come list me call from somebody that is a friend of someone that I sold probably over 10 years ago, who they said, oh, you did a great job with Linda Tracy. We're getting ready to downsize. Can you come over? I said, of course. But it's not just that they remembered me because I don't know how they're going to remember me at 10, 12
Right.
years later, but they
Right.
see my postcards, they see my signs, and my name is in front of them, but they also had that connection with that client. So I'm just trying to tell you also the energy that you put out there positively to get that business as you're building your business and planning it for the next year is the energy that's going to come back to you.
True story. Orly, I love it. Go back to the old leads, the people who said they were going to do something that didn't do anything and follow up with them. Don't let anything fall through the cracks, which is what Jessica talked about yesterday. We say it all the time. Yesterday's Inspire call was one of the best we've ever done. It was really good. We probably could have done 2 hour call yesterday. Jessica, you nailed it. So thank you. And to our Inspire members, we had great attendance yesterday. And a lot of you gone back to watch the recording. If you didn't, it's one to go back and watch or listen to. But Jessica, what's on your mind as we think about ramping up our listing inventory for the year?
Thank you, James. Yeah, my phone blew up yesterday, so y'all keep reaching out. I'll take your calls and questions all the time. But part of what I talked about yesterday was setting that call list. And so when we don't have time to door knock or we don't have time to get really in the woods about circle prospecting, we are fortunate enough to have about 400 local addresses that are in our past clients. I went to Google My Maps, put in a spreadsheet, and it dropped a Google pin on every single one of their houses and labeled with who owned that house, their phone number, and their email. all spreadsheet based. And whenever we get an active listing, I go in and I put it into the map because we deal with roughly about 20 zip codes in our market center. And so you can't always go by zip code because sometimes they're literally a street apart. And so I'll put the house in there and I will pull a list of all of our local neighbors. And I will put that in the list of like, hey, this is the 5 people, the 10 people, the 15 people that live within a mile of this listing. Go call them, ask them if they want to pick their neighbor, invite them to the open house, ask them if they know somebody who's moving, ask them if they need a CMA. And it also includes in there roughly how long they've owned their house and when they bought with us. And I give that is Thursday's listing. Every Thursday, there's an email with that information in there. And because I intrinsically know our database and we've tried a whole bunch of things and out of the box. And finally I went in and I'm like, who else owns a townhome? Who else uses it second market? We've got the Air Force Academy in our area and we have people who own those. It's like, okay, call this person. She's been a great referral partner. See if she's got a new incoming class from the academy. See if there's a new cadet coming in. See if there's somebody else who wants to follow our soccer team that's winning national championships. If they want to come in for this, we have 2 college campuses. It's within walking distance of everything downtown. It's a drive to the college campus. Call and see who knows who might want this townhome. We need to get it gone. It's been here too long. And so it's knowing your stuff and laying it in and then serving it up on a list to call.
Genius. I love, you're just what she gave you. You don't need to text Jessica to ask her how to do this. What you need to do is just take the idea and go figure out how to do it. She's just giving you ideas. Go run them. Just go run the place. Really good. Stephanie, you get the last word on this. Good morning.
Okay, perfect. So my biggest source, I did the homework. My biggest source is definitely my database. I realize if I increase my database with quality, then I'm going to get more transactions, just mathematically, statistically. But I have to make sure that I'm doing that 36 touch to convert them. So what I've done is created a checklist to make sure when I add somebody, I add them to all of my systems. So I use Homebot for emailing to make sure that everybody is getting that equity email. I use CoreFact for my mailing system. So that way on the back of the CoreFact is a QR code that will... somebody can scan the QR code to get an estimate, and then I get notified that they're getting the estimate. I make sure that they're in my sync system to make sure that, you know, I can follow up with them and tag them as my database. And then obviously the events and making sure that I'm inviting them. I'm doing Christmas cash in December, November, end of November, beginning of December, to specifically ask for referrals and business to build that pipeline.
That's a system. Stephanie is documenting it. She's making sure she's running it and it's working. Stephanie, thank you. All right. Good job today, everybody, talking about just wrapping up yesterday's call about what we're doing to ramp up our listings. Hey, everybody, what's up? It's your friend James Shaw. It is 8:01 Eastern. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here today. We're having great calls. That's all we do in here is we have great masterminds, great conversations, great ideas. We spent the pre-show wrapping up our conversation from yesterday. So if you watched yesterday on Facebook or YouTube and we talked about ramping up your listing inventory for the new year, well, we finished that conversation on the pre-show this morning, which is available on the podcast version. So if you want to go to wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, whatever, search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind, you can access that and go listen to it. We have listeners in Brazil. We have listeners in Denmark. We have listeners in South Africa, Australia. It's crazy where people are listening to the call. Really cool. So thanks to Stephanie Edison for being the one that said we needed to record it and get it out there. Today, we're going to have fun because Jay Papasan's new book came out, Rookie Real Estate Agent. It's right here, Rookie Real Estate Agent. And he and I are doing a Wednesday webinar today at 2 Eastern talking about this book. And as we prepared for it, my aha was, this is not a rookie book. This is a manual that everybody can use to make sure they're on track and hitting their goals. So today what I thought we'd do is think about what would you tell your rookie self as you're starting the business? Based on what you know now, what would you have preferred to know as a rookie? And you're going to get in your DeLorean and go tell yourself that today. That's what we're going to do, rookie advice. But before we do that, let's do something good. Tulio, good morning.
Hey, I wanted to just thank Jessica as well. She makes life so much more simple for myself and the team. We know what to do every day because of her, particularly when it comes to lead gen. So aside from that, though, I wanted to share something kind of exciting. We've been playing, I know a lot of you have been studying AI and everything, and you've even seen these applications, but We have an admin on our team named Anna, and she's been working with an app called HeyGen, and we've been taking past recordings of me. Well, yesterday was the first market update that we did where I didn't have to do anything. It was all me in AI doing the complete market update. She just posted it yesterday and she goes, "Tulio, you're on." And I took a look at it. I was like, "Wow, that is so cool." And then she goes, "Check out the other tabs." And it was me in French and me in Italian and me in all these different languages. Those ones we didn't post. But oh my gosh, my mind just blew yesterday thinking of all the other things I can do with it. I'm still going to do real videos out and about in Colorado Springs and everything. But leverage, wow, what we can do with AI. That's all I got
to
say.
Pretty cool, Tulio. We'll have to ask. We'll ask Lauren Lucas about it. We have Lauren Lucas comes and visits with our Inspire Collective members every month, talking about different tools. Maybe that's one we can have her talk about. Tulio, thank you, friend. Appreciate it. We'll do Tyler and then Carrie, and then we got to move on. So Tyler, go ahead.
Thanks, James. I just want to share, it's a blessing to be able to be in an industry that allows the freedom and flexibility to do the other things that I love. I got an email from Tammy Fox earlier this week sharing how excited she was that I'm going to be teaching open house mastery in her market center in Mooresville, North Carolina today from 1 to 4. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to be on the Wednesday webinar today with you and Jay Papasan, but it's a great thing to be able to pour into other people and help other agents succeed.
Have a great time with that. Good news, Tyler. Your class is going to be awesome, and it's 2025, so that Wednesday webinar will be recorded. You can listen to it on your way home. It's pretty cool. Carrie, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two quick ones, so I'm really sorry. The first one is client-based, and that is that I had my biggest sale last Friday ever, and it was 175, but I think the more important thing to celebrate is that I got it at 80% list price for my people. So it was really up there. But the second personal thing is we refied yesterday. We're going to save $500 a month, which is just so massive. I feel like we're living out what we tell our clients every day. So
I'm so happy for you. Boy, your mindset on all this stuff has really grown over the last year. I remember Advance last year, you came and left early.
Yes.
Because something happened with a deal and you were like, had to get back. I don't think you'd do something like that again. Your whole perspective in a year's time has totally changed, which is just great to see the success that you're achieving. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's you know, I'd think about what advice would Carrie give her rookie self based on what she knows now. And I want you to think about that because today at 2 o'clock Eastern, Jay and I are going to do our Wednesday webinar on the new book, The Rookie Real Estate Agent. I'm putting the link in the chat if you want to watch that live or get the recording emailed to you as soon as it's done. You can go to jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar and register. Again, you can watch it live or get the recording as soon as it's over. And it'll post on all the podcast platforms at about 2 o'clock Eastern as well, so you can listen to it on the go. But I want you to think about if you know, you were going to give your rookie self some advice. Think about you specifically. What advice would you give you when you were a rookie based on what you know now? And let's get a collection of that this morning. LaKayla, good morning.
Good morning, James. Of course, my mind's been blown all week. But my rookie self, everybody talked about database. I think I started off using Top Producer. Take it seriously, build it, feed it, pay attention to it. It's more than just the glorified address book. If you had to do one thing, take care of your database starting out day one.
It's one of the chapters in the book is build and tend to your database. And they spend a lot of time talking about it. And I think it's one that new agents forget about. They don't realize they have a database going in when truthfully it's just anybody you ever know and have their contact information. That's your database to start and reach out to them and connect with them. LaKayla, great share. Good stuff. By the way, Inspire members, go back and watch Jessica's. We talked database yesterday for an hour. Go back and watch it. Erin Nelson, good morning.
Good morning. So things I always tell brand new agents. Number one, find a spot in the office, whether it is a desk that you pay for or a free drop and go desk or whatever that your market center might call them, but find an office or a desk as close to a top producer in the office as you can and sit there and listen to them. Listen to the way they talk on the phone, listen to how they lead gen, listen to them. And you never know, they might throw you a bone here and there if they don't have anybody that can work a lead. Number two, I tell people if they can try to find a mentor. Now,
instead of saying mentor, I say get on this call and join Inspire. Even if you implement one thing a month, you don't have any business. So what are you doing? You might as well be learning what to do when you do have business. And, you know, little nuggets like Maria Sims' 12-week marketing plan, well worth my $1,200 I spend in a year. Just little things like that. Melissa's light fight, like all the things that we learn. So get into the office. Oh, and the last thing is dress as if you have an appointment every day. Dress as if you have an appointment. That is so big when it comes to a new agent.
Well done, Aaron Nelson. Love all your advice. Mark Martin, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a big reader. I love good books. Man, the one thing in the middle of my career was given to me, and that just totally revolutionized the way I think about productivity. I used to think that I had to do everything. And that book, in fact, I probably read it at least once a year. This year, I'm already on this my second time, just because life gets overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff, and it helps you zero in on the main thing. So read the one thing, because it says if you line up the dominoes, then you will build the right skill the first time, and you will and progress in order, and that would be very important. I would also say this to myself. I would say when things go wrong, and they will, not if they go wrong, but when they go wrong in a deal or with a client, that is not a reflection of who you are, your identity, your ability in this business, the fact of whether or not you're cut out for this or not. There will be seasons when you feel like, man, I am no good at this, and I just need to throw in the towel. Just press on, do the right thing. When things go wrong, remember, the way that client treated you is not a reflection of who you are. You're a great agent. You just keep pushing forward.
Hey, who's in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months thought they should just stop everything, blow it up, and start over or quit? Put it in the chat, yes or no. Yes. I think it's a common thing. I think it often, actually. I'm like, what are we doing here? And so it's a common thing. It's the ups and downs of running a business like this. But just head down, get to work, and it'll pay off. Mark, thank you. Great advice. Ooh, Gary. I like Gary. Gary gets a fast pass because he always has good advice, and he doesn't raise his hand enough. Gary, what's your thought?
Very kind of you, James. Thank you. If you go to Keller Inc., that's Keller INK, there's a quiz there you can take to decide which is the more appropriate book for you, the Rookie Real Estate Agent or MREA. So that's fun to do. But then the advice I have is commit. Put in your mind and in your calendar 60 hours a week or more for your initial 6 months. Learn the market like nobody's business. Go out and look at properties every single day. Learn the inventory. Learn the language of what this business is all about. Put your whole heart and soul into it, and you're going to have much better success, because then you'll be intelligent when you speak to people. And just put your whole effort into knowing every property on the market, and then watch what they go to contract for or what they sell for. So then you can speak intelligently with people. And then the last thing is, most agents, when they're new, are going to do 70 to 80% of their initial business will be buyers. So go out and find 10 buyers you're going to show and sell properties to. And I guarantee you, after you sell 10 properties, a listing's going to pop up. One of those people is going to have something to sell, or they're going to recommend you to somebody who has something to sell. So focus in on the buyer side, because it's the easiest side to develop relationships and show properties on. And then with that, business will start to come naturally if you just start following these tips. Thanks.
Chapter 4 of Rookie Real Estate Agent is Become a Market Expert. We did a whole series a couple weeks ago called Be the Local Market Authority, where, Gary, they break down like even what the different kinds of markets are, talks about seasonality, 6 local market data points to know, which are inventory, days on market, prices, interest rates, local flavor and amenities and jobs. Like it just lays it all out for you. And I think that sometimes when people get their license, I call it license to Lexus, they think they're gonna get their license and make $1 gazillion, but they don't study, they don't understand what's the right value, what happens in different zip codes, what different floor plans are like. That just, we do need to put in a little bit of time to study. And maybe that's one of those things where, and I think, Gary, you probably remember Camp 443 from back sure. in the day. And in that course, that was one of the things, was to go out and we had to go preview property and just get out there. If there's a broker's open, go. If there's a caravan once a week in your community, go ahead and do that as you're starting off. Until you have your own showings and your own appointments to know the market, get out and preview some stuff.
And even, James, let me add, pick a geography. and whatever that is, go to the MLS, print out the last 6 months worth of sales, get in your car, drive by those properties, look at them from the outside. It was listed at this price. It went into contract in 14 days. It sold for this price. You're going to get a real quick understanding of where values are. And it just takes effort on your part. That's all.
No doubt. Lance Randall, you're next. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, James. Great to see you last week. Thank you so much for all the education.
Great to see you too.
I would just say that as a rookie, I wish somebody would have told me that I don't have to work with every single person that I speak to. I needed to learn how to identify the time wasters. Yes, buyers are a great source to start with. Renters are a great source to start with. But if they won't have that financial conversation with you in the initial appointment, they're probably not going to tell you what you need to know to help them.
It's really smart. You do not have to do every piece of business that comes your way. I posted that on my Instagram this week. Every single opportunity that comes your way doesn't have to be for you. You can turn it down. Know what's important to you. Susie, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I would let people know that they to expect they'd be getting a lot of calls from people to buy things. I did not know that. And also, I'd advise them to be careful in the exhibit hall at the events as well.
It's really easy to spend money. Spend money on stuff that's going to give you a return, right? You want to invest in yourself, but do it on stuff that's going to spend a return. That's good advice, Susie. I appreciate you. Anna Kruger on board this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm loving this conversation. So the advice I have, I actually stole from Abe Shreve. If you know him, he's just a brilliant guy.
Smart man. Yep.
He taught me that in the morning before noon, I have a business, or I don't have a business. I have a lead gen business calling only people that have not yet hired me. Nobody else. If I get a voicemail from a current client, don't pick it up. Call them back afternoon. And he said, after 12 o'clock, that's when you work with all the clients that you already have. And he said, put it on your voicemail, put it on your email, put up an out of office, just saying my hours are from noon until whenever your cutoff is. And to my great surprise, people were supportive. I would tell them, hey, in the morning, I'm actually looking for a house for you. If we're in that consult, you know, if we're in that buyer consult or a seller consult, or, hey, I'm looking for buyers for your home. And so that means that I'm available afternoon, because before noon, I'm looking to find somebody for you.
Let's go to Rico Roberts. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning. It's Winning Wednesday. Today's only for the winners. Listen, you know, I was just a rookie about 2 years ago. And look, I will always say, I mean, you talk about it all the time. Learn to play, then run to play. So, you know, like I told you before, I spent the first 3 to 4 months literally learning how to walk, how to talk, how to understand real estate and understand what I have going on, right? So if I was a brand new agent all over again, I would say follow the process that Keller Williams gives you, lock in with a coach, hop on this kind of call to be around the right people. And as long as you do the right activities, everything else will come. I mean, that'd be my biggest thing. I'm still doing it to this day.
That's smart. Rico, thank you so much. Demetria Lynch, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you so much. I remember hearing very early in career that real estate was 95% mindset. And, you know, coming out of a W-2 job that I had back and forth in different companies for 20 plus years, I didn't get it. And at this point now, I know real estate is 95% mindset. It is so important to have your affirmations. It is so important to have those positive people around you. It's so important just to be, you know, bringing value and bringing inspiration into your mindset so that you can continue to work towards all these different goals, do all of these different things that have to be done in the business without completely crumpling. So I think that would be, you know, one of the top things I'd tell someone.
Where you hang out, who you hang out with, what you listen to, what you watch, what your environment matters. And so that's part of your mindset, Dimitri. And it's easy to get down. This is a tough business. It's isolating. It's easy to get down. So hanging out with people, finding opportunities is really important. Edwina, you get the last word. And then don't worry, there's 27 of you we did not get to. So we'll wrap this up on the pre-show tomorrow. So come back tomorrow morning at 7:30 Eastern, and we'll wrap up this conversation because obviously you've got some good advice. But Edwina, you get the last word this morning.
Well, thank you. So I would tell myself 21 years ago when I started to work more on me, to become the person I needed to be, to follow the models and do that. I did too much of the creativity and that kind of stuff because I didn't feel like I was the right person to do the farming, do the calls, do whatever. And so I needed to do more of the six personal perspectives, just more of the internal work to get ready to be able to do the external work that I needed to do to build the business. And then it, more importantly, follow the model. We are not smarter than the millions that have come before us.
Oh, that's the truth. There's a, I don't know exactly where it is. My poor millionaire real estate agent, look at this poor book. It's a hot mess. It comes apart. It's, I can't find it right now, but there's a section here that basically says, you got to work on you and work on your job. That you've got to be committed to training and growth and education while at the same time doing the work required to bring leads your way. Do both of those things, like Edwina said. Today, 2 o'clock Eastern time, it's our Wednesday webinar with Jay, where we're talking about rookie real estate agent. Share it with somebody. Who do you know that's newer in the business or that is not on the path that they want? They thought they were going to do 36 deals this year and they've only done 15 and they might be a little bit frustrated. Anybody who you know that could use getting back to the basics, getting back to foundations, share the link with them. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. It's free. It's at 2 o'clock Eastern. And if you miss it, it's recorded and will be on all the podcast platforms this afternoon. Just search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. We'll wrap up this conversation tomorrow. I'm on my way to Dallas. So we'll do it live tomorrow from Dallas. So if you're in, North Texas, Memphis, New Mexico region, I will see leaders tomorrow and agents on Friday for the ALC clinic. Everyone else, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.